Fight Back, thefightback.org. Reporting from the streets of D.C., I'm Pete Tucker.
The system is broken. The students have spoken. The system is broken. The students have spoken. The system is broken. The students have spoken.
March 1st was billed as a national day of action to defend public education. In D.C., around 100 students gathered at Occupy D.C. at McPherson Square before taking to the street for a lively march on the student lender Sallie Mae and then the Department of Education.
My name's Isaiah.
My name's Isaiah.
I'm a student at George Washington University.
I'm a student at George Washington University.
And I have $66,000 in student debt.
And I have $66,000 in student debt.
And I'm not even done.
And I'm not even done.
I have a loan with Sallie Mae.
I have a loan with Sallie Mae.
And Sallie Mae is a bad actor.
And Sallie Mae is a bad actor.
They don't pay their fair share.
They don't pay their fair share.
But they expect us to pay more than our fair share.
But they expect us to pay more than our fair share.
Later in the program, we'll bring you the full protest from outside the Department of Education, including DOE official Tim Tooten's response to students via the mic check. But first, we turn to student activists in their own words as they march to Sallie Mae and then the Department of Education.
My name is Gina Bull. I go to Georgetown University.
Why are you marching today?
I think we really need to change our education system. Right now, it's broken. I think, for me, one of the biggest issues is student debt. I think it's really crippling our economy. And, you know, I'm about to graduate and look for jobs, and I just don't think that this is a sustainable way that we can keep going on, you know, with students going in thousands of dollars in debt and then supposed to find jobs to pay that off. I mean, education is more expensive in the United States than any country in the world. I also think there's fundamental problems with access to education in the public system, in high schools as well as universities. I don't know.
Does it limit your choices of what you can do next, the debt?
Sorry?
Does it limit your choices about what you can do next, the debt?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm expected to take unpaid internships, but I can't pay my rent. So I don't know how I'm supposed to do that. And, there's very few jobs out there, but I'm going to be need to take any job I can get just to, you know, stay afloat because I'm so in debt.
Thanks so much. How's it going?
It's going well.
Good. Your name?
Terrell Taylor.
What brings you out today?
Well, the education system today is not a tool to liberate and empower students. Rather, it's meant to subjugate and exploit. Vis-a-vis all the things that Gina just said with student debt, it's really not meant to give you an opportunity to get ahead. It's meant to give banks a business to give you loans so that they can then charge you more with interest later down the road.
Where are you, student?
Yeah, I'm a student right now. I'm a graduate student in the English program at Georgetown University.
What kind of debt are you looking at?
Well, fortunately, I managed to find my way into a TA program, so not too much, but I'm one of the lucky few. The debt for Georgetown University students is pretty high, something like at least 50 grand per semester or per year.
What needs to happen?
What needs to happen? Well, we need to think about what exactly happened to make this the fact in the first place. I mean, if you talk to some of the professors these days, when they were in school about 60s, 70s, 80s, that range, their student debt was nothing like it is today. In fact, I've had one professor tell me that he was able to work at a grocery store like Giant and during the summer make enough tuition so that he could go to school and not have to worry about any debt for his years afterwards. So what happens is it's a larger part of sort of neoliberal banking processes, the fact that we focus so much on finance and credit and things like that, and jacking up the bank's interest and making it so that the banks can profit at the loss of everybody else.
Anything else you want to share?
Well, I also think that a big part of the educational system today is things like standardized testing, budget cuts for various programs that are considered, you know, part of the math or reading curriculum, things like multicultural studies, African-American studies, women and gender studies, and that's a huge cultural loss to America, and it leads to a deprivation in the education of the average citizen.
Thanks so much.
No problem.
My name's Taya.
What brings you out?
I go to American University, and I can afford an education, but I don't think it's fair that we have to pay so much for it. It is restricting basic human rights to so many people that cannot afford it. And if we want America to really grow and to fight back from the economy that's been slipping, why don't we invest in education instead, something that we know will pay off?
What are you studying?
I'm studying international relations.
How has this impacted students?
I've had multiple friends that have had to transfer schools because they couldn't afford to go to American because their financial aid was cut for arbitrary reasons.
What needs to happen?
We need to fix the system. This isn't working. So many other countries around the world have free education or reward you for doing well, and it's not fair that this has become a privatized system, a privilege for those who can afford it.
Anything else you want to add?
More students need to be out here. They need to realize that we should not have to pay $100,000, $200,000 or more for an education.
Your name?
Ryan.
What brings you out today?
Well, I think that there are a lot of inequities in our education system from elementary school to higher education, and I think it's time that we bring people awareness of the problem so that we can work towards fixing it.
What's the significance of Sallie Mae, where we just came from?
Well, Sallie Mae is, I believe it's the largest holder of student loans, and it is among the most predatory lenders out there for students to get money for college. So for us, Sallie Mae represents everything that's wrong with the student loan system. We're charging exorbitant interest rates, no way to discharge loans during bankruptcy, really predatory collection practices. So Sallie Mae is everything that is wrong with our student loan system.
Where are you a student?
George Washington University.
What are you studying?
Physics.
What impact are the students, student debt having on you and some of your friends?
Well, I mean, it's allowing us to go to college, but it is, first of all, in no means guaranteeing that we'll find a job outside of college. And second, it's gearing our entire lives immediately after college towards doing anything that we can to make enough money to pay back these exorbitant loans that will never leave our records.
What needs to happen?
I think that we need to really look into how the terms of student loans. We need to reprioritize our education spending and the where we place emphasis on education in this country.
Any final thoughts you want to share?
Well, hopefully this won't be the end of it.
Thanks. What's your name?
Kira Bodding.
Why are you protesting today?
I'm protesting today because I'm a prospective college student, and I really want to not be drowning in debt afterwards. Yeah.
Where are you looking?
I've been looking at just state colleges, public schools, so in the state.
What do you hope to study?
Psychology or architecture.
And the thought of having a massive amount of debt, what is that? What's the thinking like for you?
It's just scary. Like, I don't know. I can't predict what my future's going to be like.
Your name?
Justin Butler.
What brings you out today?
Student aid reform. I'm a law student at GW University. And the amount of debt that I'm going to come out with, it's more than a mortgage payment in most states. And it's unacceptable. The interest rates are entirely too high. I'm going to have a mortgage in and of itself after I get out of college before I have a job. It's patently unacceptable.
What's that going to mean for your future?
It means that I'm going to have to take a job that I don't want simply so I can pay the bills. It's going to limit what I can actually do with myself. I can't go into nonprofit work because if I go into nonprofit work, I can't pay the bills.
What does that mean collectively for the country?
That means you're going to have a generation of young people enslaved to the credit card industry, enslaved to the student debt industry. Like, Americans don't have enough debt as it is, as a country collectively. We just keep piling it on and piling it on. And eventually it's going to blow up in our faces, just like the housing crisis did.
What needs to happen?
Lower interest rates, increased federal funding in actual grants, not just some loans that have 5-10% interest rates. And a reformation of public education to make it cheaper. Bring it down to reasonable prices. Maybe even some oversight on private universities and what they can charge, so that you don't have a two-tiered elitist system, with the rich being able to go to the nice private schools, while everyone who is not as economically advantaged going to state schools.
We're pausing. The march is pausing as a
ambulance or fire truck makes its way through the intersection. What's the significance of stopping at Sallie Mae? If you're at law school, does Sallie Mae also impact you, or is there different sources for a law school loan?
No. Sallie Mae, a lot of it comes through the Board of Ed, through Sallie Mae, through federal direct grad loans. There's a two-tier system for undergrad and graduate loans, both of which are mostly managed through Sallie Mae.
Those were the voices of student activists as they marched to Sallie Mae and then the Department of Education. This is The Fight Back, thefightback.org, broadcasting here on WEACT Radio, WPWC, 1480 AM. As the students reached the Department of Education, they were met by a row of well-armed police officers. Using Occupy Wall Street's signature mic check, students sounded off, discussing their own personal stories, as well as reading the students' declaration of grievances and demands. Tim Tooten, a DOE official, responded to the students via the mic check, telling them their documents and concerns would be brought to Education Secretary Arne Duncan directly today. Also participating in the mic check was a staffer for Detroit Congressman Hansel Clark, who said her boss will be introducing legislation to forgive certain student debt and create a student loan borrower bill of rights. Here, in its entirety, is the March 1st protest outside the Department of Education. We begin with Isaiah, a student at George Washington University, who's $66,000 in debt.
Today is March 1st.
Today is March 1st.
If we're gonna mic check.
If we're gonna mic check.
We're gonna have to mic check.
We're gonna have to mic check.
Today is March 1st.
Today is March 1st.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Students are doing direct action.
Students are doing direct action.
In solidarity
with students
and other people in education. Those of us here in the DC area
know that we have a special responsibility
as being residents of the nation's capital
to speak out
when we know that injustice is upon us. My name's Isaiah.
I'm a student at George Washington University.
And I have $66,000 in student debt.
And I'm not even done.
I have a loan with Sallie Mae. Sallie Mae is a bad actor. They don't pay their fair share. But they expect us to pay more than our fair share. It's predatory. Thank you. First up, I'm going to read. From the students' declaration of grievances and demands. And then we'll hear from a few speakers.
We the students.
Hold these truths to be self-evident.
That education.
Is a fundamental right.
That education.
Is intrinsically valuable.
That all persons.
Must have equal access to high quality education.
That education.
Is a core component of a healthy society.
That students.
Parents.
And faculty.
Must have authority over.
The direction of the education system. That education.
Must be a democratic space.
And that education.
As a system is currently broken.
And that it does not meet these criteria.
Mic check.
Democratic education.
Democratized education.
The educational system.
And the educational reform.
And the educational reform.
Process has become.
process has become
undemocratic, and is controlled by those least connected to the educational process. My name is Tiffany Lofton. I graduated. From UC Santa Cruz. In Northern California. I have been to five Occupies. And this is my first mic check. I have. And I have been unable to pay it back. With one mom. No dad. And two younger siblings. Who were not able to go to college. Because they can't afford it. So I stand. In solidarity. With everyone here. And all of the students. Across the country. Who believe. That education. Is a right. And should be accessible. And affordable. And be quality. For everyone. In the world.
Improve students' access. To higher education. And citizenship. The inability to access. Higher education. Due to socioeconomic status.
Systematically curtails.
Students' abilities to claim their right. To an education. My name is Mike. I'm a student at AU. And I, like you. Hold the power. Because I am a student. And we, the students. Are the masters of our own fate. This is the beginning. Of a larger struggle. To reclaim education. As our own. This is the larger struggle. And we have started it today. Onwards, comrades.
Mic check.
Three.
Deprivatize. The student loan industry. Privatization of and abusive policies regarding student loans. Leave students drowning in debt. And often result. In their inability to pay. With lifelong damaging effects of loan default. My name is Gina. And I'm a student at Georgetown University. I'm about to graduate. And I'm over $40,000 in debt. Thank you.
All right. Mic check. This is my first mic check. I'm a faculty member at American University. And a member of the Association, American Association of University Professors. That has passed a resolution. For free higher education. Remove corporate influence from education. The outsized influence.
the outsized influence
of capitalist economics and neoliberal ideology in the educational system
undermines
the pursuit of knowledge and social development as the equally important goals of education therefore facilitate the development of curricula connected to the needs of the community which promotes an increased multi-perspective understanding of existing social, economic, and political paradigms. Eliminate standardized testing as a measure of success. And redefine measures of success in a way that gives in a way that gives equal weight to other goals of education. When I was growing up and went to college, education was considered a public good. New access to education from people from all social classes. Beginning in the 1930s. Created a middle class in this country.
My parents went
to an outstanding university.
For free.
I paid at an equally good university $250
a semester.
When I finished
my PhD,
I owed $7,000. And paid with interest $13,000.
I am heartsick to hear
students coming out of school. With over $100,000 in debt. Of which. Perhaps $50,000 will go in interest.
To financial institutions.
Like Sallie Mae.
Education that used to be
A way of diminishing class inequalities. Has now become a way
of increasing them.
Increasingly, only the rich can afford to go to university. Financial aid is distributed on so-called merit.
And standardized test scores.
Increasingly,
the percentage of students in top colleges
is overwhelmingly from the upper income. Less than 50% of lower income families now go to can send their kids to college. When Santorum was a son of coal miners. He took advantage of programs that allowed people from working class families
to go to good state universities
for almost no money. But in 1980,
the
Republicans decided,
that education is a private good,
and not a public good. Since that time, we have the highest inequality in the world, among industrialized, well-developed countries. And Santorum now thinks, it's snobbery, to permit, all people in this country, to attend college.
Shame! 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 Shame!
Mic check!
Mic check!
My name.
My name
is Andreen. And I'm going to read. The last. And final. Demand. Improve funding for education. The poor quality. Of education. Resulting from the use. Of the property tax system. To finance. Public education. Which perpetuates. Cycles of inequality. And creates. A lack of opportunity. Amongst impoverished. And marginalized. Communities. Therefore. States. Should fund their educational system. Through a means. That provides. Equity resources. To all schools. And is equitably. Shared. All educational institutions. Should eliminate. Corporate influence. And remain. Exclusively zoned. For education. Not advertisement.
C and final.
Eliminate. All costs. Associated. With attendance. In public primary.
Middle.
And high school. Including. But not limited to. Those costs.
Associated.
With textbooks. Lunches.
Busing.
And writing.
My name is Andreen.
And knowing.
Though I had a 4.2.
An international baccalaureate diploma.
Coming out of high school.
I could not afford. To go to university.
So I went.
To community college.
For two years.
Against the wishes.
Of family.
Counselors.
And teachers.
Now. I have transferred.
To George Washington University.
Which was the cheapest. Believe it or not. Of all the options. Of my schools.
Including financial aid costs.
Currently.
With one year of school.
I have $30,000
in student debt
that I have no idea how I'm ever going to pay off. The community college system that allowed me to do my first two years of school
in California
has now doubled
their tuition price
within the last 2 years. I weep.
I weep.
For every person.
For every person.
Every student.
Every student.
Who is trying to get an education.
Who is trying to get an education.
And cannot afford it.
And cannot afford it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo! All right,
go for it.
Mic check.
Mic check.
My name's Lindsay Schubiner.
My name's Lindsay Schubiner.
I'm a legislative assistant.
For
Congressman Hanson Clark. Of Detroit, Michigan. I'm here speaking on his behalf. He stands in solidarity and support of everyone here and all students burdened by student loan debt. I'm gonna first read a statement that he released today. Sallie Mae's practice of charging a fee. To private student loan borrowers. Who are unemployed. In order to temporarily delay their payments. Is unacceptable. Graduates should never. Be forced to choose. Between paying for their groceries. Or their rent. And defaulting on their loans because of unemployment. It can take several months or longer. For recent graduates. To find jobs in this tough economy. Yet we should not allow. The difficult economy. To hamper these graduates' future ability. To buy a house. Or even to get a job. Given that employee credit checks are common. I applaud Stephanie Gray's efforts. To raise awareness about this critical issue. Young people in America. Should be able to pursue higher education. To achieve their dreams. Without worrying. That this decision. Will devastate their financial futures. I'm working hard in Congress. To ensure that all students. Have access to higher education. Without taking on. Overwhelming amounts of debt. I will soon introduce legislation. To responsibly forgive. Certain student loans. And to provide every student loan borrower. With basic consumer protections. Through a student loan borrower bill of rights. Mic check.
My boss
is also going to be sending a letter. To the CEO of Sallie Mae. Asking him. To completely eliminate. The unfair forbearance fee. Charged to student loan borrowers. Who are unemployed and in financial distress. This fee is completely unacceptable. Especially since it's not charged to Sallie Mae's federal student loans. My boss is asking. Other members of Congress. To also sign on to this letter. So if you want your member of Congress. To sign on to the letter. Please call them. And ask them to sign on to the letter. Tomorrow. My boss. My boss is doing everything he can. To support students. And getting access to higher education.
And getting access to higher education.
So please view us as... standing in solidarity with you.
Standing in solidarity with you.
And as a resource.
And as a resource.
Feel free to reach out if we can do anything to help.
Feel free to reach out if we can do anything to help.
Thank you for all of your organizing and work around this issue.
Thank you for all of your organizing and work around this issue.
Education under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
Education's under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
Mic check.
Mic check.
My name.
My name.
Is Cale Holmes.
It's Cale Holmes.
I am in high school.
I am in high school.
Yeah, yeah. I am.
I am.
Very worried.
Very worried.
That my future,
that my future
is considered a commodity,
is considered a commodity
to people in there,
to people in there,
and people over there,
and people over there
who run my life,
who run my life.
I want to tell them,
I want to tell them
my future,
my future,
my
education
is not something to be bought and sold,
is not something to be bought and sold.
I think.
Arne Duncan,
if he wants to be an appropriate education secretary,
should be educated.
He should have a good reading list.
I have in my hand.
Two books.
One
is The Pedagogy of the Oppressed. The other is Howard Zinn, People's History of the United States. Yeah!
These books
are influential in critical pedagogy.
In critical pedagogy.
I only thought it was fitting that he should read it. But when I asked these very wonderful officers if I could deliver these to Arne Duncan, he told me I should talk to my leaders.
I thought about that.
So basically, I had to talk to all of you because all of you are our leaders. Everyone is their own leader, rather. And
you too.
Yeah. And so I ask
for your support.
For these cops to let me
deliver these books
to Mr. Arne Duncan. So,
officer, you mind if I deliver those to Mr. Arne Duncan?
I'm your guy. I'm your guy.
Can you give me some? I will deliver these books to the secretary.
And make sure he gets them and tell him my future is not a commodity.
Trained and docile to become
to become
corporate workers,
corporate workers,
corporate lackeys,
corporate lackeys,
to support their needs,
to support their needs,
in their offices,
in their offices,
in their stocks,
in their stocks,
and their influences,
and their influences.
I am wholeheartedly against this.
I am wholeheartedly against this.
We need those forms of education.
We need those forms of education.
Not because there are people.
There are people
who those educations,
directly reflect, but because,
in the United States,
and across the world,
there is no person,
who is not influenced,
by those groups,
and those histories. How can you talk
about the United States,
and the history,
of racism,
in this country.
Without recognizing
the vast studies
in African American literature
and historical studies
upon slavery
segregation
Jim Crow.
How can we have
honest discussions
about the prison industrial complex
without acknowledging
those histories
the people
in the offices
both corporate
and congressional
have an interest
in denying those forms of education
because if we know the truth
there's no way
that a sensible individual
can be behind
the current practices
in this country
to reform education
is to support the critical pedagogy
that the high school student
discussed before
is about the true meaning
of occupation.
Occupation
is not just of
a street,
a state,
a road,
or a center.
It is about a community.
It's about understanding ourselves.
Understanding others.
The histories.
That got us here today.
And making the conscious decision.
To shape.
Inform.
The destinies.
Of us all.
Intertwined.
We go forward.
Together. No one left behind. If you want to support
the idea of no one left behind.
The idea of no child left behind.
Then you must support.
The funding.
Of programs.
For multicultural education. Thank you.
Mic check.
My good friend.
Over here.
From the Department of Education.
Would like to say.
Something.
To all of you.
To correct that statement.
I don't have anything to say.
I am here because Secretary Duncan
asked me to listen to you
and to receive any materials that you might have.
I have the high school students' books.
We're glad to see that high school students are reading books at such high levels.
And I have your document in my hand.
I heard each point that was made.
And I will deliver this document directly to the secretary.
The secretary takes these issues very seriously.
I'm from Chicago Public Schools for 20 years.
As a classroom teacher.
That's what I did before I came to Washington in 2009.
We don't need a mic check in Chicago.
We don't need a mic check in Chicago.
We just need students to listen up.
We just need students to listen up.
But that mic check thing is fine. It shows you're really listening. And I want you to know that that I was really listening. And we are really listening. And if you have any other documents that you would like to share with me, I will promise you that I will deliver them directly to the secretary and the senior staff.
I promise you that I will deliver them directly to the secretary and the senior staff.
Thank you. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
When can you?
Deliver us
an answer.
We have made
several demands.
I hope
that those demands
don't only sit on his desk.
I hope that you make sure he reads through them. And I demand right now
that you give us a date.
As to when the secretary will answer us.
Right now.
Mic check.
I have one more point to make to the secretary.
I enlisted in the army at 17.
Because I come from a poor family.
So I can pay for college.
I went to Iraq in 2008.
I still can't afford to go to college.
How many of our soldiers?
Have passed away.
To pay for college.
College is a right.
You shouldn't go to other countries.
And help.
Murder.
In prison.
And spread American imperialism.
Just to pay for college.
So I want an answer.
From the secretary.
How is he going to save
high school students.
From going to war.
We just want to go to college.
I have given
My contact information
To Isaiah.
And I have his contact information too.
I will do the best that I can
To get these questions responded to Isaiah.
They're demands.
In terms of when will the secretary read the documents? I can make no promise on the two books. But I can promise you this document will be brought to him directly today. And I hope that we can have a response to you. In the next week.
Or March 9th.
In the meantime.
The secretary.
Is on Twitter.
It would be great. While he's reading the document. He could tweet at. Occupy Student Debt.
That would show.
That he is listening.
Can someone write down that Twitter address for me before you leave?
Mayhem on Twitter.
Mic check.
We thank you for coming down.
Speaking with us.
Receiving the documents.
Especially the books.
We understand.
That you personally.
Are in a difficult position.
We understand.
And hear your sincerity.
And thank you for your support.
We will be
be watching.
We will be watching.
In the meantime.
In the meantime.
You should read the books too.
You should read the books too.
Mic check.
Mic check.
The Department of Education.
The Department of Education.
Has a responsibility.
Has a responsibility.
To urge the rest of our government.
To urge the rest of our government.
To extend the guarantees and consumer protections.
To extend the guarantees and consumer protections.
That are provided free of charge for those with federal student loans.
That are provided free of charge for those with federal loans.
Such as the right to income-based repayment.
Such as the right to income-based repayment.
To borrowers with private student loans.
To borrowers with private student loans.
Such as Sallie Mae.
Such as Sallie Mae.
You are not the Department of Commerce.
You are not the Department of Commerce.
But you're all connected.
But you're all connected.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Hi, my name is Taya.
Hi, my name is Taya.
I'm a product of Chicago Public Schools.
I'm a product of Chicago Public Schools.
I went there while Arne Duncan was at the head of Chicago Public Schools.
I went there while Arne Duncan was at the head of Chicago Public Schools.
And I would appreciate if you could tell him a special hello from me.
And I would appreciate if you could tell him a special hello from me.
The education I received at Chicago Public Schools.
The education I received at Chicago Public Schools.
Was great.
Was great.
Because I lived in a good neighborhood.
Because I lived in a good neighborhood.
I had many friends who could not.
I had many friends who could not.
Go to college.
Go to college.
Because their schools failed them.
Because their schools failed them.
Based on.
Based on.
The neighborhood that they lived in.
The neighborhood that they lived in.
I am lucky and privileged.
I am lucky and privileged.
To be going to school in at American University.
To be going to school at American University.
In Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C.
And I came here.
And I came here.
For my friends.
For my friends.
Who could not.
Who could not.
We need to change the system.
We need to change the system.
This is unfair.
This is unfair.
I am also an immigrant.
I am also an immigrant.
And I am again privileged.
And I am again privileged.
Because my family.
Because my family.
Was able to receive the education they needed.
Was able to receive the education they needed.
To learn English.
To learn English.
To be recertified in their positions.
To be recertified in their positions.
In Canada.
In Canada.
For free.
For free.
We came to America.
We came to America.
Because this is where the jobs are.
Because this is where the jobs are.
We all deserve these rights.
We all deserve these rights.
Regardless of if you're a citizen.
Regardless of if you're a citizen.
Or an immigrant.
Or an immigrant.
Or if you're documented.
Or if you're documented.
Regardless of your race.
Regardless of your race.
Regardless of your gender.
Regardless of your gender.
Regardless of the language you speak.
Regardless of the language you speak.
I'm proud to be.
Proud to be.
Here with all of you today.
Here with all of you today.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Mic check. Mic check.
My name is Paige.
I'm currently a student.
But someday.
But someday.
I would like to be.
I would like to be.
An educator.
An educator.
I'm worried.
I'm worried.
That as an educator of history.
As an educator of history.
I will have to teach out of a textbook.
I will have to teach out of a textbook.
That is factually incorrect.
That is factually incorrect.
And skewed.
And skewed.
Towards white people.
Towards white people.
Men.
Men.
Straight people.
Straight people.
Among other privileged groups.
Among other privileged groups.
To sell the idea.
To sell the idea.
Of an America.
Of an America.
That never was.
That never was.
Thank you.
Thank you. Woo!
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
My name is Vincent Verduzco.
My name is Vincent Verduzco.
I was raised in Gary, Indiana.
I was raised in Gary, Indiana.
But born in Mexico.
Born in
Mexico in the town of Zamora.
In the town of Zamora.
My dad brought me.
My dad brought me.
When I was 2 years old.
When I was 2 years old.
To Gary, Indiana.
To Gary, Indiana.
In that time.
In that time.
I got an education.
I got an education.
That.
That.
Showed me.
Showed me.
That I had a chance to go to college.
That I had a chance to go to college.
But through the years.
But through the years.
Of undercut programs.
Of undercut programs.
And Lack of financial support.
And lack of financial support.
I did not go to college.
I did not go to college.
I had a rough life.
I had a rough life.
I chose my life.
I chose my life.
But I think really deep down in my heart.
But I think really deep down in my heart.
If I had a chance.
If I had a chance.
To have funding.
To have funding.
To certain programs.
To certain programs.
My life wouldn't have turned out.
My life wouldn't have turned out.
Where it did.
Where it did.
Where it is now.
Where it is now.
I'm a ex-gangbanger.
I'm an ex-gangbanger.
Drug trafficker.
Drug trafficker.
And I lost my life through drugs and alcohol.
And I lost my life through drugs and alcohol.
In my family.
In my family.
I've had five people killed.
Five people killed.
Through the department.
Through the department.
On the border.
On the border.
Trying.
Trying.
To come to this country.
To come to this country.
To better self.
To better selves.
In a way.
In a way.
They're supposed to.
They're supposed to.
But they was target.
That they was
drug cartel.
Drug cartel.
There is a part of our family.
There is a part of our family.
That is drug cartel.
That is drug cartel.
But the other part.
But the other part.
Are migrating workers.
Are migrating workers.
These people that were killed.
These people that were killed.
Were the migrating workers.
Were the migrating workers.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right.
How everybody. That's Latino.
That's Latino.
Is being targeted.
Is being targeted.
Being drug traffickers.
Being drug traffickers.
That's it.
That's it.
Mic check. Currently.
What? Education.
The Department of Education.
And Obama.
And Obama.
Have a goal. To be the number one.
To be the number one.
Nation.
In the world.
For college completion rates. By 2020. The demands that we have made. Will help us get there.
What we are asking today
is nothing that the Department of Education,
should not
already want to do.
Mic check.
My name is
Andrea.
Andrea Gonzalez.
Both of my parents.
We're born in Guatemala.
They came to the United States.
In order to provide for me.
A better education.
And a better life for me and my sister.
I am lucky to be going to American University.
But I'm going to be graduating.
With over $30,000 in student debt.
Now, as a student.
Who just wants to have a better future.
For myself and my family.
I should not.
Be worried.
Sick as a freshman.
What the hell am I gonna do?
$30,000 of student debt for a future.
$30,000 of student debt for a future.
It's not right.
It's not right.
That's it.
Tonight's show was engineered by Mark Taylor. I'm Pete Tucker. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Fight Back here on WEACT Radio WPWC 1480 AM.